Boker Tov, and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We're now on Yevamot Daf Pei Vav, Pei He Amud Bet, at the Mishnah, and we will go exactly one Daf to the next Mishnah. Bad Yisrael Mureset LeKohen. So we're going to talk about three different relationships in this Mishnah, and three different contexts. One of them is Erusin, Kiddushin. One of them is Mu'uberet, which means she's pregnant from the man, but the man has died or divorced her. And the third is Shomeret Yavam. She's a Yavama to this man. Now, one of them is Bat Yisrael Kohen, or Bat Kohen Li Yisrael. The other one is Bat Yisrael Levi, or Bat Levi Li Yisrael. And the third one is Bat Levi Li Kohen. So that kind of covers all of our possibilities. And Bat Kohen Li Levi. Good. So now, Bad Yisrael Mureset LeKohen, Mu'uberet LeKohen, Mishomeret Yavam LeKohen, V'chein Bad Kohen LeYisrael. So the first type of, tribal relationship, Yisrael LeKohen, back and forth, if she is Mureset, Mu'uberet, or Shomeret Yavam, Lo Tochal B'Truma. She doesn't eat Truma. This is sort of a compilation of things that we've already seen. Bad Yisrael Mureset LeLevi, Mu'uberet LeLevi, Shomeret Yavam LeLevi, V'chein Bad Levi LeYisrael, Lo Tochal B'Ma'aser. Now, this is something new to us because we are accustomed to the position that Maaser is something that is a gift given to the Levim, but it's something that is mutar for everyone to have, and a Levi can invite his friends over who are non-Levim, and they can eat it. And so we will identify who the author of this is forthwith. But Levi Mureset LeKohen, now this is sort of an interesting position, Mureset MeKohen Shomeret Yavam MeKohen LeKohen V'chein Bat Kohen LeLevi, so when it's a Kohen-Levi relationship, Lo tochal lo b'truma v'lo b'maaser. She gets neither truma nor maaser, which itself is kind of strange because everyone will agree, even the author who says that maaser cannot be eaten by non-levim will agree that it can be eaten by kohanim. So this bat kohen could eat maaser regardless of whether we consider her relationship to Levi to be sealed or not sealed. Either way, she could eat maaser. So why can't she eat maaser? We'll see what that means. Now, the first thing the Gemara asks is utahei zara. Zarami lo achla b'maaser. We're going to the second clause, which is the Bat Yisrael Lelevi. So let's call the Bat Yisrael Lelevi. Let's say that she's only Mureset, Mu'uberet, Shomeret Yavam. She doesn't have full Levi rights. Fine, so she's Yisrael. A non-Levi eats maaser. The answer is that this is authored by Reb Meir. Reb Meir is of the opinion that maaser rishon is something that may not be eaten by non-Levim. Right, the Tanya, Truma LeKohen U'Maaser Rishon LeLevi, Dura Meir. So Meir equates, he says, just like Truma goes to a Kohen and only to a Kohen, Maaser Rishon goes to a Levi and only to a Levi. Matiro LeKohen. Now we'll have to see what this means, Matiro LeKohen, because everyone agrees, even Meir agrees that a Kohen can eat Maaser. So we'll see a little bit later. Matiro Michlal De'ika Manda Asar. You're saying Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is mater having a Kohen eat maaser. Is there anybody who doesn't say that? Ela Ema no off the coin. So what is it Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says? He disagrees and says you can give the maaser to the Kohen, not just that the Kohen may eat it. Ma tamad Rabbi Meir. So why does Rabbi Meir say that maaser goes only to the Levi and cannot be eaten by a non-Levi? Take a look at the Pasuk. Like Rashi points out, Mishmei de Gemara means he has a tradition of going back, teacher to teacher to teacher to teacher to Reb Meir. Reb Meir's reason was based on this pasuki at Maaser b'nei Yisrael asherim uladonai truma. In this parsha, which is talking about Maaser, it refers to it as truma. Ma truma asura lazarim, so it equates them, just like truma may only be eaten by kohanim. Af maaserishon asura lazarim, so maaserishon may only be eaten by the ones who are its rightful recipients, the levim. So if that's the case, let's continue to compare them. We've seen many, many times that one of the unique characteristics or the salient characteristics of truma is that a non-Lokoin who eats it is chayiv mita, and if he eats it b'shogeg, he's chayiv to pay the karen and chomesh. So let's say af maser chayivin alav mita v'chomesh. So if a non-Levi eats maser, maybe he's chayiv mita, and if it's b'shogeg, he has to pay the levim. The capital plus a fine of a fifth, which we know is not the case. Look at the next pasuk, which is talking about truma. It says that if a non-coin eats it, they will die because they're mechalalit. V'yasav chamishito alav, boom, v'lo b'maaser, alav v'lo al-maaser. In other words, you die if you eat it being truma, and it's not true about maaser, and you have to add a fifth to it, it being Truma and not to Maaser. V'Rabbanan, so what are the Rabbanan who say that non-Levim may eat Maaser? What are they going to do with this Pasuk that juxtaposes Truma and Maaser? So the answer is, Ma Truma Tovelet of Maaser Rishonami Tovel. Just like Truma is Tovel, meaning just like not taking Truma renders the food Tevel and it can't be eaten, it's the same thing as Truma and Maaser Rishon. And don't think that if you separated Truma from the Kri, everything's Mutter now. You have to separate everything out. Uchel Etanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yacholi Echayav El Al Tevel Shel Ram Menu Kol Ikar. Right, this is the Havmina. I might have thought that you're only chayiv for eating Tevel if you didn't take anything from it. Let's say you only took Truma Gedola, not Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon on the Maaser Sheni, Fila Maaser Ani. What if there's anything missing? Minayin Tamun Lomar. Now take a look at Psukim 3 and 4. Lo Tuchal Achol Bisharecha Masar Dagan Chati Rosh Chatz. All the Matanot. You cannot eat them in your gates, meaning in your city. Ulalanu Omer, which in civil pshat means you have to bring them all through Shalayim. And take a look at the famous Rambam in Hilchot Maaser Korban. I think it's Perek Yud Gimel. Ulanu Omer Vachlu Bisharecha Vesaveyu. Right, this is talking about Maaser Ani. Ma she'arecha, Amur Lahalan, just like she'arecha, that it says in Dvarim Chavav, in the fourth Pasuk, is talking about Maaser Ani. Af she'arecha, Amur Kan, Maaser Ani. So she'arecha, where it says in the third Pasuk, you cannot eat it for she'arecha, is talking about Maaser Ani. Rachmana lo tuchal, meaning you cannot eat it until you separate it out. Right, so now, Rabbi Yossi now has a good two Pasukim, that tell us that every one of the gifts has to be separated from the Kri in order for you to be able to eat any of it. But if only I only had that, I would only know that there's a lav for eating Tevel. Aval mita lo kamashmala. And therefore, I need the other pasuk that tells me there's mita for eating umetu vokicha luhu. Now, leishna achrina, there's another version of saying the same thing. Maaser rishon de tovel midor biyosi nafka. That maaser rishon creates Tevel, meaning not taking it means the thing is still Tevel. We learn from Rabbi Yossi. I would only know that there's a lav. How would I know that there's a chiyuv mita? That I have from the pasuk umetu vokichalu. Now, b'mayu kimta, you said that our Mishnah is authored by Kereb Meir. Ema seifa about levi the rest of the coin about coin the levi lo tocha lo v'truma v'lo maser. Remember, I mentioned at the end of the Mishnah that the last relationship, the levi to a coin, can't eat either truma or maser. Hacha mai zarutika, but she's not a zar. She's about levi the coin. She's about Levi either way. I'm Rav Sheshet. My in ochelet tiktani, so she should be able to eat maaser, because as a married to a kohen or as a bat kohen she eats maaser, and as a Levi or married to Levi she eats maaser. So either way she does. So what does in ochelet mean? So we have two answers. One is ena non tenant reshut the trum means doesn't mean she can eat. It means she is not yet in a position to give permission to somebody to separate truma from her husband's stuff. Does that mean that once she's married, she's able to give a shoot? The answer is in, you're right. You will eat the maaser anywhere, you and your family, the levim. That proves that the wife has the right to command, to direct people to say, to separate truma. And it's not Torah Shalomidat. You might think that that refers to the right to eat it. Amarta. Truma chamur ochelet maaser akalo kolshken. If a wife of a kohen can eat truma, which is so chamur, certainly a wife of a levi can eat maaser. That's easy. So what's the pasuk there for? Ali made on nesuah bat Yisrael shenotenet reshut litrom. It proves that a nesuah bat Yisrael who's married to a levi or a kohen gives the right to whoever she's married to, that she gives the rights to her to separate from her husband's material. Good. Now that's answer number one to what the bat kohen levi, what she's missing. My brother Ravina Amar Lomar she'ein cholkin al maaser b'beit agronot. He gives a different answer, which is that what it says about levi the kohen does not get truma maaser. It means she doesn't get to collect it at the granary. Now there is a big machloket about giving food to an arusa b'beit agronot. And there's a machloket about why we don't do it. All right? And that is as follows. There are those who say it's not nice because the woman's alone with the owner of the granary. It's yichud. So we say you can't go there. But there's another consideration, which is she might come collect it after her husband, the kohen, divorced her. And we're giving her the truma because we don't know about it. So we say you don't give it to the wife. So grusha, bat, read it properly, bat kohen, milo achla betruma. But wait a second, if she's a bat kohen the Levi, what are we concerned about? If we're concerned about yichud, I understand, but if we're concerned about that her husband may have divorced her in the meantime, she would still eat a truma. Either she has a kid, if she's a bat kohen, she would still eat maaser, because if she has a kid, so she's considered a bat kohen the Levi, and as a Levi, she eats maaser. If she doesn't have a kid, then if she's not, in other words, if we consider connected to her husband's household, she eats maaser, and if we consider not connected, she goes back to her father's household, she eats maaser. The answer is that we do not let this woman get maaser at the granary because of a gzera as a precaution against a regular Bat Yisrael who comes to collect and indeed may have been divorced and we don't know about it. So, if that's the case, then why did the Mishnah talk about one who's mu'reset? It should be true even if a Bat Kohen is married to a Levi. We don't give her maaserot because he may have divorced her, and that's a gzera atu a Bat Yisrael gets divorced. The answer is Aydi Tana Reisha Mureset, Tana Namaseif Mureset. It's a parallel construction, since the first part of the Mishnah talks about Mureset, and Davka talks about Mureset, as we'll see in the next Mishnah. Therefore, here they also mention Mureset, but it's true about a Nesua. Tana Rabbanan. Truma la coin, Maserishon Levi Divir Rekiva. Rekiva reads that the Truma goes to a coin, Maserishon goes to a Levi. And then Rabbi Kiva, of course, would hold like Chachamim that the Levi can then give the maaser to anybody he wants. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer LeKohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who himself was a Kohen, and that's going to become tricky in a little bit, said that the maaser goes to a Kohen. LeKohen v'lo LeLevi. What, you give maaser Rishon to a Kohen and not a Levi? Ema af LeKohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that maaser Rishon can be given to any of the members of Shevet Levi, meaning Levim or Kohanim. But my time, Rabbi Kiva, why does Rabbi Kiva say it's only given to the Levi? The parsha of maaser is introduced. Speak to the Levim, and they say, when you get the maaser, so it obviously goes only to them. The Levim come ishtoi kra. The Tosek is talking to Levim. The idach. So what does Rav Elazar ben Azariah say? Kurav Yeshua ben Levi. Adam Yeshua ben Levi. Asvim v'arba'am ekomot nikru kohanim Levim. That is, of course, anachronistic to say that Rav Elazar ben Azariah is using a drusha of Rabbi Shimon Levi, who lived a good 100 years after him, actually more than that, more like 150 years after him. But what it means is this notion that Rabbi Shimon Levi expressed was seen earlier, that many times throughout the text, the Kohanim are referred to as Levim. V'zechad mihem, one of the great texts is in the Yechezkel, Hakonim halvi'im b'nei Tzadok. Hakonim halvi'im b'nei Tzadok. Tzadok, of course, was the Kohen of David. And later of Shlomo. And so the B'nai Tzadok are called Levi'im here. So you see that Levi'im is a nickname or cognomen for the Kohanim. What's a little tricky is this Pasuk calls them HaKohanim HaLevi'im, as we have in Parshat Shoftim also. Rabbi Kiva, HaChalomatzit Amar. Rabbi Kiva says, yeah, but you cannot interpret Levi'im in the Parsha of Maserot in Bamidbar as being Kohanim. Dichtiv, HaChaltem Oto B'chol Makom. What does it say about Maser? Eat it everywhere. So it's addressing people who can eat anywhere. So a Kohanim who cannot eat it in a place of Tumah, like a Beit HaKvarot, because they can't go in there, are clearly not in the Parsha. That, of course, could easily be answered by saying, no, the Pasuk is saying, eat it wherever you want to. You're not limited to Yerushalayim or to a Ir Choma. And that's exactly where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah answers it. V'idach, kolecha d'boi d'loboi choma. You can eat it wherever you want, meaning you don't need to be in your shalayim, unlike Maser Sheni. And by the way, the fact that you're not loka for eating it, if you are tamei, indicates that it can be eaten everywhere, but that doesn't mean that it's not given to Kohanim. Good. Now, Hahi Ginta. Now we have a story. There was a garden. I told you, Rav Elazar Azari was a coin. Rav Elazar Azari used to take Maser Rishon from this garden. So what happened? Azor Rabakiva. Rabakiva, remember, was very interested in the rights of the Anim, and we'll see why that plays out. Rabakiva was called the Gabai of the Anim. Azor Rabbi Akiva, Ahadre Lepitcha Levei Kavri. Rabakiva turned around, shut down the door to the garden, and reopened an entrance to the garden through a cemetery. So there's no way Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah could go in. Amar, so what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say? Akiva Batar Milo, Va'anachai. Akiva, who used to be a shepherd, and he walked around with his pouch. Akiva with his pouch, and how am I going to live? Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very wealthy. That wasn't a problem for him, but he was just complaining about the fact that Rabbi Kiva had short-circuited him and cut him out of eating Maaser Rishon from this particular garden. Now, Itmar, let's see. Mipnei makansu levim maser. What we find out now is something that we did not know from the Mishnah, that the levim did not get maser anymore. They were not allowed to get maser. And why was that? So, pligi Rabbi Yochanan Savoy, Rabbi Yonatan, and the elders disagreed. Chadamar shalo alu b'mei Ezra. One is because they did not make aliyah when Ezra made the second aliyah in the middle of 5th century BCE. Levim did not come with him, so they were fine. You don't get maser anymore. The other one is so that the Kohanim will have something to eat when they're Tomei and can't eat Truma. So, I understand if the reason is because they didn't make Aliyah, they get fined. What? But if you're going to say the other reason that it's so the Kohanim will have something to eat when they're Tomei, so I'm going to fine the Levim because the Kohanim needs something to eat? It's not fair. Everybody agrees that the Knas is because they didn't make Aliyah. It's something Levim did wrong. But this is the machlok between Yonatan and the Savoya. Rabbi Mar Savar, Knas al Anim. One of them holds, we don't know which one holds, that the Knas goes to the Anim, meaning Maser Rishon goes now to the Anim. And now you understand Rabbi Akiva was not happy that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was taking it because it should go to the Anim. Mar Savar, the other position is Kohanim Meitumatan Anim Ninu. When Kohanim are Tomei, they're like Anim because they have nothing to eat. The one food they get, the Truma, they can't eat. And so therefore, we now understand. Ela Rabbi Akiva Meitama Hadra the Pitcha Levei Kavra. So now why did Rabbi Akiva turn the door, change the entrance to the garden to the Beit HaKfarot? Hachik Amarle, Ideka Atit V'Torat Knasa. He said to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you're coming here to take it as a Knas, eat lach. All right, because according to at least one position that says that it should go to the Kohanim, if you hold by the position it should go to the Anim, then I understand Rabbi Akiva perfectly. But if you hold according to the position that it should go to the Kohanim, then why did Rabbi Akiva change the door? Because he said to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, if you're coming here to collect it as a knas, fine. But if you're coming to take it because it's really yours, late lach, that you don't get, and therefore I'm cutting you out. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, of course, was of the position that it really does come to the Kohanim. So Rabbi Akiva said, the halacha is not like that, I'm cutting you out. So parenthetically, we say, how do we know that the Levim did not come during times of Ezra? Dichtiv, famous pasuk, when Ezra makes aliyah, v'kabtzeim el anahar haba el ehu. On the way up to, in Bavel, he collected them at the river, and he counted them, v'nechanesham yamim shlosha, I was there for 3 days camped. And I checked all the people, but Kohanim, Umnei Levi, lo matzati shem, and I did not find any of the Bnei Levi. Amrav Chisa, v'tchila lo yu ma'amidim shotrim elamin halavim. This is kind of a strange ending to this piece. Parenthetically, Rav Chisa says, originally, the shotrim of the Beit Din, the officers, were only levim. Shenemar, v'shotrim halavim lifnechem. This is in Divrei Hayamim towards the end. He says, the levim are the shotrim. Now the Shotrim only come to Israel, Shinemar, and then they quote a Pasuk that doesn't exist. V'shotrim harabim barashechem. Which seems to be echoing the Pasuk in Parsha Dvarim about Vasimem barashechem, but it's a very difficult thing. Perhaps this is a Pasuk from some apocryphal text that we don't have. Nobody seems to know where it's from. But it certainly is true that the Levim, during the times of Ezra, did lose their prestige. They lost their Maser, and they lost their special position among the people as Shotrim. In any case, Mir Tashem, we will continue in the next podcast and complete the Perek, and everyone should have a wonderful day.